Welcome to the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast. I'm Ashland Dave, and I'm recording live from my podcast studio in Ashland, Virginia. Thanks for coming along. And this is Ashland Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, episode 264. It is the week of November 6th, 2018. Thanks for coming along. Appreciate you downloading the show, especially if you are a returning listener, and especially if you are a new listener who has discovered the Ashland Dave podcast, Running in the Center of the Universe podcast, to add to your playlist. Very much appreciate you downloading the show, coming along and checking out the podcast. It's a, I guess you'd call it a grassroots podcast that started back in 2008, and here we are, episode 264, kind of hard to believe that. I have lots of loyal listeners that I love to hear from, and got a couple emails here that I'll go over here in a little bit. This is kind of a special edition show. The Richmond Marathon is this coming weekend, November 10th. I'm going to be a pacer for the 2 hours and 30 minutes group, a little bit slower. That was done intentionally. I'll explain a little bit how I got involved with that here in a minute. And I forgot what I was. But anyway, it's a special edition show because it's kind of the pre-race, getting ready for that. Normally, I would do a race report podcast, which I will do afterwards. I'll probably collect some audio during the course of the race because I'm going to be a pacer, and I'm very excited about that. Hoping for good weather. It's been raining for the last couple of days. Hopefully, that means things will clear out for the weekend, and we'll have a beautiful fall day, which is very characteristic of the Richmond Marathon races. There's the full marathon, the half marathon, and then an 8K. And I think one year Ashland, Brian, and I did the 8K, and we hardly thought it was worth it because it was just so short. He was going to be doing the half marathon with me this coming weekend and come along, not necessarily as an official pacer, but he was going to just run with the 230 group. But his job is he's moved. If you listen to the last show, he's moved out of Ashland. And he's been back a couple weekends. We have had some runs together, but he will not be back this weekend. So he's deferred his entry until next year. He was able to do that, I think, with no charge. Richmond's a very friendly marathon. They call it America's Friendliest Marathon. It's a great event. I really like it. So he'll be back, or at least he's scheduled to be back next year. We'll see how things go. That's a year from now, but it'd be great to have him back. So I've been doing training. I'm definitely ready for the half marathon distance. I've had multiple weeks of 20-plus miles. I think I had two at 25. And the last 3 weekends I've done double digits on Saturday and then followed up with the 5-miler on Sunday morning. And that will increase as get closer to Christmas. In order to get ready for the Light to Light 50, which is going to be on February 2nd. I might talk about that a little bit later. I'm not sure, depending on how long the show goes. But anyway, yeah, real excited about being a pacer. There's a couple cool things with that. I'll get access to a special facility near the starting line that has warm bathrooms, a warm place to hang out, I guess, until you're ready to go out and meet the people in the group. Different type of bag check. Tables to sit at, Port-a-John line bathrooms. And all this would have been, if I had not registered for the race with the early bird special last year, all this would have been complimentary just for being a pacer. Now, I picked the 230 pace group because that is definitely something I can do while talking with people and not putting too much pressure on myself. It'd be a little hard-pressed to pace 215. I would probably have to train a little bit more for that. But the 230 is perfect for me for my run-walk system that I use for the ultra marathons that I do. So what we've been contacted by, I don't know any of the other pacers. It looks like there's, four more other than me, so there's going to be five. I don't have any idea how big the group is of people that have signed up ahead of time to be part of the 230 pace group or those that are just going to kind of come along for the ride that day, which is certainly – you know, welcome anybody, you know, it's anybody can run on the course. So we're supposed to hold signs. We got to go to the expo and get a shirt that says, I guess, pacer on the back. They ask us to wear the shirt. And they were going to get a list, I think, of the email addresses of the people who have officially signed up for it, so we can email them, kind of introduce ourselves by email. And that's what I'm going to tell anybody who's interested that I'll be doing a run walk. So I'm going to be running the 2:30 to run a half marathon in 2 hours and 30 minutes. It's 11:27 pace is what the pace is, 11 minutes, 27 seconds. And I have attempted several times to go out there and practice that, but it's been very hard because I've been having Garmin problems, and I'll talk about that here in a second. I completely forgot about that. Been just having some major Garmin issues. Just been kind of disappointing. I've got a fix for the short term, but not the long term yet. So I've gone out trying to practice that, and it's hard to run that slow the whole time for the whole mile. It's a lot slower than even me, who runs slow at a 10:30 pace for the most part when I'm running. So I'm obviously going to definitely have to include the walk break, and that's how I do the long distance anyway. I don't run the whole way. I do a walk in there because that's how I can do 50 miles. I got to walk some of it, and so I incorporate those walk breaks in there. So I'll just announce that to anybody who is around me that I'll get you there for 2 hours and 30 minutes, but it's not going to be at 11:27 pace consistently. It's going to be a quicker running and then doing the walk. And of course, there's bathroom breaks and all that. So let me talk a little bit about the Garmin situation. I used to have the regular 305. And then that was the backup. And I had the 305 Forerunner, like 310 XT. That was the one that's orange and gray. Got that one from Tom. My wife bought it from him. I used that one for quite some time. And then I had an issue with the band. It was the frame part of the band. I got some emails from Keith about how he had mailed his back. That was not going to be an option for me because it needed a new frame. That's actually the part that broke. What I did is I knocked it into something. I was a little surprised that it broke. So I was very disappointed. I decided I'll replace that. But in the meantime, I was using my old 305, you know, the blue one that has the big screen. And I like the big screen because I like the big numbers. Because I wear glasses to see stuff up close, and that really helps me for when I'm running. I can just glance at the watch and I can see the three data fields. I like having the time, the distance, and the time of day. That's just me. So I liked having those big data screens that I could see. So I like the larger device. So I went on eBay and found the 310 XT, the orange and gray one, a new one. It was like $49.99 or something. I did one of the buy it now things. Looked like it worked. The guy had decent reviews. Looks like he sells a lot of stuff on eBay. So I get it. Got it on a Friday and charged it all night. I was able to do the settings that evening. And put all my settings in there, and it said low, you know, batteries low, enter. So I hit the enter button, and then I plugged it into charge overnight. And I figured that would be enough, you know, if it's already been used, it's not going to need to charge much longer than that. So I got out the next morning, and I was going to do 2 miles before I was meeting up with Ashlyn Bryan. And so I set off with the new Garmin, and would you know, at right before the mile mark, it just cut off, and I couldn't get it to cut back on, and then it did cut on. I just kept doing a weird beep, and I was so disappointed. So I actually, this was on train day in Ashland, so we couldn't park in our regular place, so I actually parked about 4 blocks from my house. I get back in the car, drive to the house, plug it back in, drive back to the parking spot where I was going to be meeting Ashlyn Bryan, because I was hoping to do 3 miles before I met him. I only got to do 2. And then I got my wristwatch and just stayed with him and used his timing device. So I plugged the Garmin back in thinking, okay, well, it just needs to charge for, you know, like a full 24 hours or more. And so I did that, and I tried it again on Sunday, and it just would cut off, and it was not reliable. And at that point, I knew that it wasn't going to be a reliable device. So we started looking at returning it. And, you know, here I got the race on November 10th, so I need something. Well, I was talking to Brian about it, and he uses the Fitbit, but he had an old Garmin at home that he said he wasn't using that he had remembered about. So he charged that, and he gave it to me. And the screens is a lot smaller, but it works. And I used it the other day, and I used it today when I did a 4-miler after work. and it's going to work out just fine for Saturday. So the short term, I've got the problem solved. Long term, I think I'm going to probably get another used one somewhere. And so if you're listening to this, you might think, well, why do I keep buying these used things? Well, the reason is because I'm not the best when it comes to taking care of my stuff. I seem to break stuff, drop it, knock into things, and I just can't see buying a $300 device at this point when I can, you know, take a chance on getting something that's used that's going to work just as well for me. So I probably will do that again, and then at some point maybe. And I like the old device because it's got that big screen. I just can't see the little stuff because I don't run with glasses on, and I just can't see that little stuff. So that's the situation with the Garmin. I have many thanks to Ash and Brian for giving that to me, and he said I could keep it. So thank you, Brian. I appreciate it. Now, on Saturday when we were running, we had come back to the car, and I think we were finishing up, getting ready to go over and have some breakfast at the caboose and get some coffee. And a lady ran past us on Virginia Street here in the town of Ashland. And actually, she asked me, she said, "Are you Ashland Dave?" And I just thought, well, that's really strange. I think that's only happened to me once. And that was Christelle Smiley is her trail name. She's the one that asked me that one time because she said she recognized my voice when I ran into her at the Patrick Henry Half Marathon for the first time and saw her again at an ultra. I think it was a Dahlgren 50K up in King George County some years ago. And so I said, yes, I am. And I asked her her name. Her name is Ashley. She said she started listening to the podcast from Ashlyn Bryan's wife's recommendation, whose name was Rebecca. And she said she listens at work, and she's training for Richmond Half, and that this coming weekend is her first half marathon. So I want to give a major shout-out to Ashley of Ashlyn. I don't know her last name. Even if I did, I wouldn't put it out on the podcast. She was very nice, and Ashley, love to hear from you. Shoot me an email at ashlanddave@gmail.com and let me know how your half marathon experience was. If you do make the race, I'm sure you will. Sounds like your training is going pretty well. And since I don't know your last name, I don't know how to look you up. But let me know how it goes. And I appreciate you listening to the show. Hope you'll be a regular listener. Sounds like, I think you said you've been listening for about a year. And the Richmond Half is going to be your first half marathon. So congratulations for signing up for the distance. And as long as the weather's good, I think everybody's going to have a real good time. And I think you did say that you were going to be looking around the 2.5 hour mark, perhaps. So if that's the case, make sure you come up and say hello on Saturday. And we talk about it. So that's really cool to have a new listener, someone that you meet in person, especially somebody local. Because I really don't know how many local listeners there are. I don't. I go on Podbean, which is the hosting site, every now and then, just to kind of see where the IP addresses are for people that download the show, just to kind of get an idea where they are around the country and around the world. But I haven't done that in a long time. And I've got something in the email bag section of the show that I wanted to share, that I'll share here in a few minutes, that's kind of interesting about where my podcast ranks, at least on one website. So shout out to Ashley. Good luck Saturday, and I'll see you out there. Make sure you come over and say hello. I'll be wearing one of the Pacer shirts in the 230 Corral, which I think is HB Corral. I'm not sure. I'm just going on memory from the email. I'm excited to be a Pacer. I've never done it before. I used to do the marathon tour. I did that twice and never got asked back, which was kind of weird. I'm not even sure if they do that anymore. I would ride the bus with people who were taking a tour of the marathon course the day before, and I would narrate the tour. I know the areas of Richmond, and I did some additional research and actually had a pretty good speech and told a couple jokes along the way. But for whatever reason, I didn't get asked back to do that, and I'm not really sure why, and don't really care at this point because I've kind of gotten past that. Big excitement this weekend for the Richmond Half. That'll take me into some more heavy-duty training, including double long run weekends. And then the next goal is the 50-miler on February 2nd in the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And then the Little Rock Marathon March 3rd in Little Rock, Arkansas. And then the big one, the Canal, Arsino Canal 100, which is the weekend, I think April 28th, 29th, or 27th, 28th. It's that weekend of 2019. That is the 100-miler that I'm going to attempt. If everything works out the way I hope, I will be at the starting line for that, for a monumental event in my life. And then, of course, I'm eligible to retire from my job June 1 and going and moving on to a different career. So a huge spring for me and anybody close with me. I got a daughter graduating from high school. A lot of stuff going to be going on next year. Very excited. Very excited. And running's going to be a big part of that, as well as trying to get people to crew me. Now, Ashland Bryan was going to crew me for the CNO Canal 100, but I think I have been able to get my good friend Lummix from Annapolis to do that for me, because that's not going to be too far from him. And he is doing a 50K out in Nevada coming up soon, so maybe I'll get an interview with him at some point about that. He's going to be traveling out there. So let's look at the email bag section of the show. Just have a few here. And one of them is going to be a very big thankful to Dane out of Lakeville, Minnesota, which I think is the abbreviation MN is Minnesota. He's the one that put me onto the Ultra Paradigm model shoes. I got 12 and a halfs. They're perfect. They are just absolutely perfect shoes. They're soft. They're spongy. They're firm. They fit perfect. I tell you, it really feels different when you have a brand new pair of shoes on than when you've been running in old stuff. And I've been running in those shoes that were just a hair too small, and now that I'm in some that are just probably a hair too big, but they're much better. And I know if I ever get on trails on these shoes, I'm going to need to really cinch them up real good. But I love it. And Dane sent me an email saying, hey man, check out the Ultra Paradigm. It's the same shoe as the Olympus, but the road version. He's been wearing them for years. He said as soon as the new version comes out, he stocks up on the older one at a discount price. Happy running, Dane out of Lakeville. Appreciate the email, Dane, and the advice, and I know I did respond to you. I love the shoes, and I did not know that was the road version of the Olympus. And I really do like the Olympus, but I just couldn't get my size, and they're just too darn expensive. Although, thanks for listening to the show, Dane. I really appreciate it. But the next email is from Shelly, regular listener to the show. She says she can relate to the changing dynamics of her running group as well. Two of her Saturday morning group people have moved, but it's good. It's just different. She had when I was talking about the stinky shoes, she had a suggestion about trying essential oils. She uses peppermint for a refresher, or a tea tree, which is supposed to have antibacterial qualities. She said you might even want to take it to the extreme and fill a spray bottle with vinegar, add tea tree oil, then spray your shoes after a run, set them outside. And she says she's not one of those crazy oils cure everything people, but it does make stuff smell good. So I think what I'm going to do is I think my wife probably can make up this kind of thing, and I think I might try that. So that's good advice, Shelly. I really appreciate that. And she also added that she had found the Olympus version 3 in size 12 in three different colors on runningwarehouse.com. And Shelly, I was able to find a size 12 too, but I was needing to go up to the size 12 and a half. And that's where I was really having a hard time. And you're very nice to have sent me that link. You're very kind. And she says, thank you. Thanks for continuing the podcast. I always look forward to hearing what you're up to. She's out of Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, and she's a firefighter. So, yeah, Shelly, thanks for the email, as always, and thanks for the advice on the stinky shoes. The new Paradigms don't smell yet, but they will be soon. Also heard from Down Under Dave. I did not reply to him, and he was worried about me, so he wrote in again. And I'm sorry, Dave, that you had to send another email to me to get me to respond. That was certainly not my intention, but sometimes you know how things go. He says he's getting back into running a bit more, which is a wonderful relief after what he was told by the medical profession. His doctor told him he could not run anymore. And Dave says that he's not running as much as he would like, but he is getting back out there, very, very little pieces at a time. And That's great, Dave. I mean, I remember when you sent me that email saying that your doctor said you couldn't do it anymore. I just can't imagine getting that kind of news at this point in my life, or at the point you are in your life, when you have so much so much living to do and so many years ahead of you. So I'm glad to hear that you're taking it, doing it smart, just taking it bit by bit, and that way you're still able to enjoy the activity. It's always good to hear from you, and I do owe you a longer email. And I promise I'll do that. The last email is from somebody who I think is trying to market me, but that's okay. I get a lot of these things where people are trying to get me to market their product or interview them for something, and I kind of did that a little bit early on when I was doing the podcast, just to kind of get some exposure. But what I realized was that I just don't have the time or the interest in doing that on a regular basis, because I'm just not good at it. And I think I knew that. I do like interviewing people. Actually, I do it as a profession. But when it comes to I know people, that's how people get the word out about their products. And I will say, one of the best products that I ever used was something called Stuff-Its, which helps get the odor out of your shoes. It's these cedar-filled things that look like stuffed feet. And they work really well, and I got a complimentary product of that. But I did not buy another one because I thought they were kind of expensive at the time. I don't know what they are now. But I was happy to mention that product. I've gotten offers from other people. Hey, you know, I'm selling this, or I wrote this book. I'd love to be interviewed on your podcast to get the word out. And I'm not against that kind of stuff. I just don't have the... Sometimes it's hard for me to get a show out once a month, and I'm fortunate that I have about 200 listeners per show, and so I don't want to take that for granted at all. I know I've lost listeners because I don't have the show out on a regular basis, but it's difficult to produce the show sometimes. For example, tonight I'm actually producing the show in my garage because my wife's having her book club party inside the house. So me and the dog are out here in the garage in my man cave. And matter of fact, it's election night as I produce the show here. And I got the TV on mute, and I'm watching the graphics while I'm recording the show. So, yeah, sometimes it's hard to get it. My daughter's out on a date with her boyfriend tonight, and so I'm out tomorrow night, so this is pretty much the time I had it. And I wanted to get a show out before Ashley ran her half marathon so I could wish her luck. So let's talk about this other email I got. This one is from a guy with a name that's very hard to pronounce. I think it's Anuji Angarwal. He's from feedspot.com, which is some kind of blog. Anyway, he is the founder of that. And I always know that when somebody writes me an email saying, "Hi, Ashland," that's my first name. You know, Ashland is my first name, and then Dave is my last name, which clearly Dave is my first name. Ashland is just kind of Ashland Dave is the username, or the, you know, the trail name or whatever. Anyway, he's the founder of Feedspot, and I'm not trying to make fun of this guy. I mean, what he did is he told me my podcast is in is on the top 40 podcasts. So he says, "I would like to personally congratulate you, as your website, Running in the Center of the Universe, has been selected." Blue, you're going to be just fine. He wants to go inside and hang out with the ladies. Because one of his best dog friend's owners is here, and so Blue wants to go in there and get dog hair all over her. Anyway, my website, Running in the Center of the Universe, has been selected Running Podcasts on the Web. I'm not really sure. I think you missed some words there. It's at https://blog.feedspot.com/running_podcast. I'm going to put this link in the show notes at ashlanddave.podbean.com so you can check this out and see what other running podcasts are on this list of 40. I'm at number 31. And the reason I think this link is so good is because if you're looking for other running podcasts, they're all in one place on this website. At least they're all linked here. So he writes, "I personally give you a high five and want to thank you for your contribution to this world. This is the most comprehensive list of podcasts on the internet, and I'm honored to have you as part of this. We'd be grateful if you can help us spread the word by briefly mentioning the top 40 running podcast lists in your show. Also, if you'd like to take advantage of our platform used by 2.2 million users to get more leads and traffic, you might be interested in a plan. Please let us know. So and he gave me a link to the marketers thing, and I guess I can subscribe. So I think he's marketing me, which is okay. But how about that? This guy thinks my podcast is number 31 out of the top 40 that he has found and linked to his blog, which has great company on that list. I went and checked it out. I don't remember which one is number one. I think what I'll do is I'll check that out right now if I can get my device to hook up to the internet. I'm just outside my Wi-Fi signal. Let's see here. Just stand by to stand by. Let's see if I can find it. Sorry if you're a feed spot. Here we go. Top 40 running podcasts you must listen and subscribe to in 2018. So number one is going to be the Runner's World UK podcast, and that's in London. Number two is the Strength Running podcast. Number three is Sidious Mag podcast. Okay, Ultra Runner podcast is number four. I listen to that from time to time. I've heard of Pace the Nation at number five. Running for Real at six, I have not. Let's skip to 10, which is another Mother Runner podcast. Skip to 15. See, I recognize some of these. The Morning Shakeout podcast, never heard of that. Let's see. Let's go to 20. 20 is the 300 Pounds and Running podcast. And then I'm going to skip to 30. See which one's ahead of me. Running Stupid comes in at 27. I used to listen to that. His were too long for me. Number 30, Real Life Runners podcast, is number 30, and of course 31 is Running in the Center of the Universe. So pretty cool. If you're still listening to the show at this point, check that out. If you're looking for new shows, I'm sure there's some others on there that are better than mine, no doubt about that. But check it out, and I'm sure you'll see something that might interest you. So that's it for the special edition of the show. Make sure you stay tuned. I will have a full race report after the Richmond Marathon. I will definitely have some audio clips out there. I'm looking forward to meeting some new people, talking to people about running. Hopefully the weather will be good and I can collect some audio clips from the race. And I will be back with a race report podcast from that. So this is Ashton Dave. I'm running in the center of the universe, Ashton, Virginia, reminding you to run to the finish. Keep on running. Don't forget to hug your kids. And y'all have a good week. Thank you.